Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning.
Good to see you. Hey, Jeff. So I got to get this right off the bat. I got to make sure I know where everybody's at. Are you a ride or die? Are you a fair weather fan? What brings you to this table with me? Let me start with you, Micah.
I am a fair weather fan. I have to be honest.
All right.
I have to be honest, but I am. They are my first like MLB team that I've been a fan of. I first moved to the South Side when I came to Chicago. So obviously,
I get
the White Sox had to be my team.
I get it. I got to admit. Okay. Also, fair weather fan. Also, recent South Sider and, you know,
me.
Jumped on the bandwagon, got all the gear, you know, did all the performative things, also going to games, right? Also supporting from afar. Pat, you're looking at me with judgment.
Well, I'm not judging you at all. I just want to know when the Blue Jays and the White Sox play, who are you rooting for?
I'm absolutely rooting for the Blue Jays,
but that is for another segment
at another time. Are you a ride or die?
What's the opposite of that? I'm a Tigers fan.
You're a hater.
I'm a hater. Yes, there we go. I'm a hater. I've been going to a ton of White Sox games this year, though. I love baseball. I love going to see baseball live. Wrigley is so much more expensive. I don't like the experience very much in Wrigleyville. I like the experience a lot at a White Sox game, even though they might not want me there, because if the Tigers are playing, I'm rooting. I was lucky enough to watch the Tigers get killed by the White Sox twice the last time they were here. They actually got swept. I was there in person for two of the three losses, or you might call them White Sox victories, depending on how you're looking at it.
All right, Bob, please be a lifelong Sox fan.
Almost. I grew up a Cub fan, but I converted to this new religion in the 90s.
Okay.
I did grow up watching White Sox games. They were on, I think it was channel 44 at the time, and sometimes with like only one camera angle. So they were always sort of the second tier team is how they were sort of presented in the city. And just in the 90s, they got so good, and the Cubs were so horrific and so annoying with their ownership and everything like that. But
yeah.
I'm not a hater. I mean, anything good for Chicago, I'm for. So I don't mind the Cubs, but I love the Sox. Been to two games this year. In the past couple of years when they were like absolutely horrific, I think I went to seven games last year.
Okay,
still,
look
so
at you,
good fan.
You are loyal.
Yeah,
but, you are loyal.
Not happy, but there.
All right, let's hear from Jeff. So Jeff, first, before I find out more about what you're doing at Wright Field this morning, tell me, are you a fan? What's up?
I'm a fan of baseball. I can't really have a rooting interest in the team's success as the beat reporter right now,
right.
But I have found that you get to know the players and the coaches, and I guess you root for them on a personal level. Like you can't really, there's no cheering in the press box. But if you had a conversation with somebody who you've gotten to know and you see them having success on the field, you're genuinely happy for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told a couple of them just that, hey, that was really something you did out there. And it helps to develop a relationship. But I just love baseball.
Yes.
I love being at the ballpark. I love sitting in the dugout. Like the best part of the day is after the manager's availability is up in the dugout and you can just sit there and watch batting practice.
Yes.
And that is just a trip every day.
That sounds awesome. So what are you doing at the field today?
Well, I'm covering the ball game, third of the series, as you said, and hopefully for Sox fans, they avoid the sweep, but it's been a couple of rough nights for them. The bats have gone to sleep, and it's not so much of what I wouldn't say the Sox are struggling as a team, but the two pitchers they faced in the last two nights have been just dazzling from the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Two guys they haven't seen because they're in a different division, and the stuff that they had was something the Sox just haven't been able to handle. Great fastball, long, lanky guys whose pitches, because of their length and their arms, the pitches come up on the batter so fast that they just haven't been able to adjust to it in time, and they only scored one run in the last two games.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, a little bit of a rut right now, but overall, this team has turned around, right, Pat? And you've been to the last couple of games. You know what the energy has felt like.
Yeah. The White Sox are first in the AL Central. You know, they're 4-6 of the last 10, so scuffling a little bit. But I'm actually curious, Jeff. Like, so I've been to six games already this year, which is a lot even for me. But I love going to a baseball game and, frankly, love the $5 Tuesdays. And my father-in-law is a huge White Sox fan, so I went with him. I took my daughter one game. And it feels different to me. And I mean, it makes sense. They're winning. But,
yes,
like, the difference in how the ballpark feels right now compared to last year or the year before that – It's packed a lot of times when I'm there, and people are excited and really watching. I wonder, Jeff, like, do you think the players, does that make a difference for the players to have the stands pretty full and folks who are really excited and invested?
Yeah.
No doubt. And I think you only have to look at the records for the Sox at home and on the road. And that could just be happenstance. They're having more success at home. But I think part of that is because of the energy in the ballpark. The players have said that they feed off of that. And if you're here, you've sensed the excitement and the energy, but also the sound. It's a loud place.
Yes.
And I know people talk about Wrigley being loud because it's so small and confined. This place can rock. Mm-hmm. And when it's full, and it, as it was for Cubs Sox or even you know, a Dodgers game when they were here, it gets really loud here when the team is doing well. And I think the players do. And they've, like I said, they've acknowledged that. They feed off of that.
Yeah, I love that. Micah, do you think that the team can sustain this momentum?
I hope so. I hope so. I actually do have a question for Jeff, because Munetaka Murakami, who was, you know, who suffered a hamstring injury, I think in late May, has been gone. But I know that he did have like a rehab game this week. Jeff, do you know when he's coming back?
Inquiring minds want to know, Jeff.
We might find out more today, because what Will Venable, the manager, has been saying is that Murakami might only need a couple of games in Charlotte at the AAA affiliate to get himself back in gear. And he's had those two now, and there's a chance he doesn't play today, and there's a chance he's back here tomorrow. They haven't made any announcement yet, but that's a plausible timeline for his return, is Friday night for the final three games of the first half.
Fingers crossed.
Well, and he's had a good couple of games. He's hit the ball hard. He's played first base for a full game. He's running the bases, so he seems to be in good shape.
Bob, how does it feel knowing that even the Pope is cheering for the Sox alongside you?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this: what's fun beyond just them winning, which of course is fun, is just the energy, not just at the ballpark, like Jeff was saying, but the energy of the squad. I mean, and again, I don't know what the numbers are, if they're up or down compared to past seasons, but it seems to me that they're running more, they're stealing more bases, they're hustling more, they're you know, instead of staying at third, maybe they're sent home. Mm-hmm. It's just, and also like Sam Antonacci, who's just a total beast, you know, and I mean that in a great way, you know, I mean, the guy's energy level and his intensity, I mean, he's hit by pitches all the time. So there's just all these, you know, just this, you know, they scrap to get on base or to stretch a base,
yeah,
you know, and it's so much fun.
It was fitting. Antonacci's really the only batter who showed up on Tuesday, which was Italian Heritage Night.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he played for Italy in the World Baseball Classic, and he was, I think, 3-for-4 and was the only guy who did anything on before a lot of fans in their Italia jerseys that were given away on Tuesday.
I bet. Yeah. Well, you know, as we talk about the energy in the atmosphere, I wonder if someone could clarify for me what's going on with the shirtless men in the upper seating. That's what I've been hearing about.
They're going tarps off, Sasha.
Some guys with no shirts up top. Yeah. Just having a wild time.
clarified, it's like an MLB trend. It's not just in Chicago, but it's heavy. Every game I've been to, I'm looking up at them, and there's a bunch of younger, fitter men up there with their shirts off, waving them around.
I have seen like dads with their like.
Okay,
sons,
you're saying
there
I could go up
mean,
there. I'm not
yeah.
gonna. I want to be clear. I'm not
automatically
gonna
put
that.
You in the dad category.
I am who I am.
It is hilarious though to see like throughout the game the crowd just start to grow.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Like you like watch. It's like a few of them, and then I was in the lower bowl watching folks be like. Like young, like dudes being like, should we go up that game? And then you see them muttering to each other, and then they,
and all of a sudden,
then you later you see them up there waving, you know, waving their shirt around.
As a longtime fan, Bob, how does it feel seeing the new popularity, right? The bandwagon, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's fun to go to a game where there's some energy and stuff like that.
Is it the more the merrier, or is there a part of you that's a little bit bitter? Like, you weren't there in the trenches with me.
No, not at all. Although it, you know, the only upside of having an empty stadium is you can buy the cheapest seats and then sort of like wander down and sit like right next to the dugout or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, the $7 tickets are gone. You can't get in for $7 anymore, which is a shame. Sasha, I have to say before we move on, you asked Micah if the momentum was going to continue.
Yes.
As a Tigers fan, I want to say it is not going to continue.
I was ignoring you on purpose, Pat.
The Tigers are only
you.
5.5 back. We've got a better run differential than the Sox. So I would say, Bob, Micah, Sasha, enjoy it now. And you know, watch out for the end of the year.
Hey, Jeff, I don't know if you know this, but there's a recent study from Action Network, and it found that Sox fans have the highest rate of heavy in-game drinking across the MLB.
That's a shocker.
I mean, do you see evidence of this when you're out there covering the games? And what does it have to do with $5 Tuesdays?
If the loudness of the stadium has anything to do with it, yeah, there's evidence right there.
Right.
That doesn't surprise me. I think Sox games, if you look at the history of this place and Comiskey Park, there have been some incidents that probably have led to many of there have been some incidents that have been exacerbated by drinking.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
I bet.
I want to go back to Disco Demolition in the, you know, at the old place with Steve Dahl. There's a history here, but so that does not surprise me in the least.
Before I let you go, Jeff, give us a little preview for today's game. What should we keep an eye on?
Well, they got to get the bats going. You know, four hits in each of the last two games. They're going to hope to get on base more. You mentioned Antonacci, so he's had, I think, three hits two nights ago. So that's almost half of the offense in the last two games. They need to get ahead of the ball. They need to get out front of it and put the ball in play, which they just have not been able to do. And the pitching has suffered a bit lately. They're going to need to get, they always say about pounding the strike zone, limiting walks. They got to get ahead of hitters. And these Red Sox have been hitting the ball hard in this series. So they really need to have an all-around, overall strong game to avoid the sweep.
Folks in studio with me, you going to any games soon? I know Micah just did a Hello Kitty night.
I did go to the Hello Kitty themed night,
which didn't work out so well.
The White Sox, if you're listening, and if you have an extra Hello Kitty White Sox plushie and you want to send it to WBEZ, please do.
Micah went to the game, didn't get a Hello Kitty.
Micah and I and Mary, we'll be there on August 11th when they're giving away the Pope hats.
And I will get the Pope hat. I will get that.
Bob, you got to go to a game soon. Come on,
yeah.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Come to the Pope hat game with us.
Yeah.
It'll be a blast.
We'll leave it there. That's Patrick Smith, co-host of WBEZ Say More. Micah Yasson, who is WBEZ talk show producer, and Jeff Agrist, who is a Sun-Times deputy sports editor, as well as Bob Herguth with the Sun-Times. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Go
Sox.
Thank
you.